one of the few shows, essentially really the only show of the ones that I do, that I produce, that I don't host. I have hosted a couple of times, but generally I don't. I get a celebrity host for the Nightlife Award. And Bruce Valanche is hosting it this year. He's done it twice before.
Yes, Emmy Award winner.
Yes, for writing the Academy Awards. And if you have all the background on him, you don't need me to repeat it, but Center Square and Hollywood Squares for years on television, and replaced Harvey Fierstein as the star of Hairspray on Broadway. He's subject of a famous documentary, Get Bruce.
Okay, so why do you think, what's the most important reason why you guys put on this this award ceremony / performance concert every year?
The reason they do it really is because, unlike, let's say, the theater, or certainly movies, very much in everybody's mind, there are a million awards for these other things. And we're talking New York. I mean, for the theater, the end of the theater season, you can't turn around without there being some significant award show for members of the theatrical community. Yet for nightlife performers, which is such a distinctly New York entertainment tableau, if you will. I mean, there's so much that goes on in New York nightlife compared to almost any other city in the world. There was no broad-based, critic-driven award show that covered a large segment of what makes up New York nightlife, particularly jazz and comedy and vocalists who sing in nightclubs. So that was the impetus behind it, that there was a real vacuum, and that these performers, whom we love, my wife and I have been critics in this area as well as theater and film for nearly 20 years, and we just felt that there was a real need for something like this to exist to honor and to honor these performers for their excellence and to sort of separate the wheat from the chaff, you know, in some sense, so that as we've learned in the theater community, you know, the winning of awards is important to performers or people who work in the entertainment field. Not so much as a mark of excellence, although that's important that they be recognized for it and they love that, but it's also a marketing tool for them, you know, that if they're separated from the pack as a winner of a Nightlife Award, it means something to them when they go out around the country to get their act booked elsewhere. Even somebody like Christine Ebersole, who's won two Tony Awards, in the press release when she opened at the Cafe Carlyle earlier in January, listed that the previous year she was the winner of the Nightlife Award. It happens that she's won again this year because she's terrific, and she'll be performing at Town Hall, but it's considered important that people know that they are distinguished in this area and that it matters.
Okay, the format of the Nightlife Awards, there's no acceptance speeches, so how does that change the overall dynamic of the show?
Oh, it changes it. It's the biggest change in the world. I mean, everybody has an image in their minds of award shows, and that winner comes up and thanks their mother and their agent and their family and so on and so forth, and it can get pretty tedious and boring, and you're sort of waiting either for them to do something stupid in their acceptance speech, which is entertaining, or you're waiting for the entertainment to come on in between all the acceptance speeches. Well, we've done away with the acceptance speeches, and it turns out this is a radical move. We did it the very first Nightlife Awards 9 years ago, and the impetus behind it was we realized usually all the best ideas come out of overcoming an obstacle. We realized we had a really long show, and we were looking for ways to cut it. And I came up with the idea of, well, let's just get rid of the acceptance speeches. That'll lop off a huge chunk of time. And there was some concern, well, would they be upset, the performers? They won't get a chance to thank anybody. And I thought, no. You know, they're going to probably love it because that's everybody's always uncomfortable and awkward doing that sort of thing. And it turns out I was right, and the performers absolutely adore the fact that they don't have to make acceptance speeches, and that they instead go out and do what it is that won them the award in the first place. They perform, and that makes it I think it's the only all-performance award show. I've not come across this anywhere else in all the Googling and everything. So I'll claim for the moment, at least, it's the only all-performance award show in the world. And so it's just bang, bang, bang entertainment by the best people in New York, chosen by, in this case, 28 critics and judges who cover cabaret comedy and jazz in the city as a regular beat. And so we always get a large percentage of the winners to come back and perform because it is critic-driven, and it's also, a Monday in January, so there's a little less going on. So Christine Ebersole is coming to perform. Jessica Mulaski, who is part of the team of John Pizzarelli and Jessica Mulaski, who won for duo a major engagement. John is going to be in Florida, but Jessica is in town, and she's going to be working for us and performing. Karen Oberlin, who won for her performance at the Oak Room at the Algonquin Hotel, will be performing. Hannibal Buress, a comedian who won from the comedy judges, will be performing. This nutty team called the Harvard Sailing Team, seven performers will be coming to perform, who won for group comedy among the comedy judges. So sort of like that, we have Liz Lark Brown, who won for in another category for vocalist, we have Kern Weinstein, who's I think going to be a huge star. It's a jazz violinist who's performing. He won for his debut performance at Birdland last January, and so he'll be performing. In fact, he's part of the Pizzarelli Mulaski band when they perform. So he'll be performing with Jessica Mulaski as well as doing his own number. So it's like that. We have Karen Akers, who's a nightlife legend, who's coming to perform, coming back. She's won in the past. She's coming to come and support to perform. Karen Olivo, who won the Tony Award for West Side Story and playing Anita, is coming to perform and present. Nellie Mackay, who has a recording and concert artist, is coming to present. Charles Bush and Julie Halston will be presenting together. They've been a team for forever. They have a show off Broadway that's a huge hit, The Divine Sister, that Charles wrote and stars in and Julie stars in. And Jim Caruso and Billy Stritch will be performing. It's just like that. Just bang, bang, bang entertainment by these fabulous people.
And considering all the talent and how, like you described the format, how everything's, it's very fast-paced and there's a lot of bang for your buck. What's your favorite part of the award show, aside from the performances?
My favorite part? When I have Bruce Valanche as the host, what I love about how he hosts the show, and it is my favorite part of the process, is how brilliant he is at giving the audience a clean and clear palette for each performer. Somebody comes out whether they're great, or it's hard to follow somebody great. It's also difficult to bring energy up if somebody happens to bomb, which we hope will never happen. But everybody, the evening is such an eclectic mix of entertainment that you're going from a jazz instrumentalist to a comedian to a chanteuse. It's just all over the place. It's wonderful that way. It's sort of like the weather in the Midwest. If you don't like it, wait 5 minutes, it'll change. It's having somebody like Bruce as the host who will come out in between acts and be funny and brilliant, and by the time he's done, you don't remember the previous performance for that moment, and he's sort of given the next performer an open, now the next one comes out and it's their stage, and there's no memory of the last performer, whether they have to top them or not. It's just, he's wonderful at it, and he does it with such an impish and engaging quality. He can get away with anything because he's sort of like a walking, talking Muppet, really.
Is there anything else that you want to say about the performance? It's at Town Hall, Monday, January 31st at 7 p.m., correct?
Correct.
Are our tickets still available?
tickets are available. They're in three price ranges. They're the orchestra is $75. The front balcony is $50, and the rear balcony is $25. It's a full show. I mean, we'll be under 3 hours. I don't know if it'll be 2.5, but there'll be an intermission, and you'll get more entertainment in this 2.5 to 3 hours than you'll get in 20 award shows combined, and they're all just fabulous entertainers, every single one of them.